You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I am at PDS 2019. The energy here is absolutely crazy. So excited to actually be a part of this. I had an opportunity to be the panelist and moderator of the RX Safe. I really appreciate Bill Holmes and his team, and really talking about adherence, how to take adherence packaging, market it correctly, leverage it, implement it. But today we are here really as a celebration of a successful conference, PDS 2019. I'm here with Jeff Phillip, who is the CEO of PDS. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and welcome to your own podcast, PDS Podcast.
Well, thanks, Todd. I appreciate it.
So I was so excited to have you guys join the network and really be able to collect stories. And that's what I really consider myself. I consider myself a storyteller because we all are busy, and the commute is usually about 20 to 27 minutes average in the United States. And 10 years ago, which we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary, I thought, you know, I was driving an hour to the airport twice a week. And I was like, boy, I'd like to be able to be listening to something that is about my industry, about what I work in, which is pharmacy. But tell us from your perspective, kind of running PDS, number one, what you're excited about in what's happening in pharmacy. And then number two, why PDS Podcast is something that you guys invested in.
Sounds great. Thank you, Todd. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you and give you a shout out because the work you're doing is fabulous, and we're really honored to be working with you. So thank you for that. We are working with you. I'll do your second topic first. We decided to work with you. It was not a hard decision, to be frank, because we really believe in independent pharmacy, and anybody that's helping independents thrive is somebody that we want to work with. Our fundamental belief at PDS is that independent pharmacies are the best place to go for patients to get the care they need. And therefore, they deserve to thrive. They deserve to be able to do everything that they can to help their patients and their employees and their community and their families. And that's why PDS exists. So you're perfectly aligned with that.
What's interesting, Jeff, is the fact that there are lots of conferences to go to. There's money being spent. Hotel, airfare, time away from the store, time away from their families. The energy and being positive and the attitude of this event really is I'm hearing from pharmacy owners in the exhibit area that this is a time for them to recharge. And this is a time for them to kind of say, what am I doing that I can do better? And what can I learn from the speakers? What can I learn from the exhibitors? What can I learn from my coach here at PDS to kind of reset things? I think you guys are becoming this barometer of pharmacy business and doing it the right way. But just tell us a little bit about what's taken place here at the 2019 event, and then I have some questions for about 2020.
That sounds great, Todd. Thank you. The event this year is really focused on some topics and some areas that are pretty hard for people to talk about. First of all, to your point about energy, I really appreciate you saying that because I believe it's true too. Of course, I'm very biased. And yet our members and even our guests tell us that this is the most uplifting and inspirational and the best place, the best conference that they go to all year to really get their strategy right and to figure out how to take their pharmacy forward. And in the past year, in the industry in general, it's been a tough year. We've had GER contracts suddenly come to light. We've had brand effective rates. We've had clawbacks that have disabled pharmacy owners more than you even want to count. We've got DIR fees with no end in sight. There's a lot of really good change happening out there, especially at the legislative level, but it's going to take some time for that to kick in.
Selling is methodical. It's a way that you have to purposely do something, but you're taking what you know as the expert in whatever that you are representing. In this case, better medication usage, healthier living, and explaining that to what you're doing for your community, to your doctor, to your politician, to your patients themselves, to a nursing organization, to home health organizations, whatever it be, even the addiction recovery centers that I actually work with, explaining to these organizations what you do as a pharmacist is surprising most of the time because they don't realize what pharmacists do. Nobody takes the time to tell them, hey, did you realize your pharmacist can place your patient on an adherence regimen that to actually increase the opportunity for them to keep taking their medicine and not have them go back to the hospital because they didn't control their diabetes and other problems that come up. So the pharmacist is, in my opinion, and I'm biased, is really the key healthcare provider to follow up on the therapies that have actually been put into place. And without the pharmacist, I don't know who else is actually going to follow up for the patient. But describe to us what's going to be taking place in PDS 2020. Do you guys have a theme yet?
Well, to be frank, we do not yet have a theme, and there's a reason for that, because every year we talk to our membership as the year progresses, and we learn what their biggest obstacles are. And interestingly enough, it does change every year. It's something new and different every year because the environment changes. The regulations are shifting, the PBMs are changing, and so what we find is that every year, mid-year, we land on a common thread of need that our members have, and then we start to design the conference around that. So what I can assure you is that the 2020 conference will be highly focused on the topics and the concerns and the ideas that our members generally have based on the realities that are facing them at that time. So we take a lot of care to curate our content. We curate our speakers really carefully. And I think for those of our members who attended, and even guests that attended the 2019 conference, I hope they'll agree that it was well constructed and they left with a great deal of knowledge and inspiration to go do some things differently.
Well, Jeff, I thank you for being on the PDS podcast, the wrap-up show for the 2019 event. And we're very proud to have PDS as a part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Thank you very much, Todd. I really appreciate being here. And for your listeners, if you're interested in the 2020 conference, just Google PDS conference and the latest one will come up, and you'll be able to see what we're talking about and hopefully register. And we're really looking forward to seeing everybody there next year.
Thank you, Jeff.
You have to experience it at least one time.
Every year, it gets better and better.
Great vendors, great speakers, great sales techniques. Anything you want, right here.
There are so many different people to meet, so many different vendors to meet.
I've been doing this personally for 9 years, my 9th conference, and it's the best yet.
As our conference grows, the network grows, and the power of the PDS family becomes greater and greater.
People should come to the 2020 conference, because if you don't, you're going to miss out on perhaps the next big thing in independent pharmacy.
You need to be here in 2020 if you want to surround yourself with the best independent pharmacy owners in the country. Nowhere else will you find them all in one location.
The profession is changing so quickly. You want to be on top of everything before everyone else.
Why should you come to PDS in 2020? Free drinks, duh. See you in 2020.
We'll see you in 2020.
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 I'll see you in 2020.
See you next year.
Let me kick it like it's 1956.